morning, witches. This is the Witch Daily Show with host Tanya Brown. We are coming to you from New Orleans, Louisiana, to offer you a bite-sized bit of magic. Our 20-minute-ish episodes are the perfect start to your day. So sit back, relax, and enjoy your pop of magic.
Good morning. It is September 14th, 2021. It is Tuesday. I am Tanya, and this is the Witch Daily Show. Today's episode is brought to you by A Curious Future. So let's get your day going with a little magic. Our quote of the day is from the Busy Witches 2022 planner. The true secret of happiness lies in taking a genuine interest in all of the details of daily life. By William Morris. All right, so we're not doing tea this week, so we're going to move right into headlines. This comes to us from BookRiot.com. 8 horror books about witches that are truly scary. So I know a lot of witches are constantly looking for like witch fiction, but we all have like different standards for what we want to read, right? I'm someone who I really, really love witch fiction that's realistic. I don't love fantasy. Whereas I know other people who are like, no, I'm sick of daily life. Give me fantasy. So I'm hoping some of you listening, this could be a really interesting list for you. Don't forget, there will be a link in the podcast description if you want to reference this list and go check it out. So the first one is called Goddess of Filth by V. Castro. If you love the craft, you're going to want to pick up a copy of V. Castro's Goddess of Filth. Lourdes, Fernanda, Anna, Perla, and Pauline aren't technically witches, but they are 5 best friends living in San Antonio, Texas, who get into some serious witchy activities with major consequences. The next one is called Hex by Thomas Ode. Thomas Ode's Hex is set in Black Spring, a town haunted by the Black Rock Witch. The witch is a 7th century woman who walks the streets and appears in people's homes with her eyes and mouth sewn shut. The next one, which we actually did for a book club once, is called The Year of the Witchling by Alexis Henderson. The Year of the Witchling is another story of a town cursed, but this is a historical horror fantasy about a town named Bethel. Bethel is a place where the prophet's word is law, and our protagonist, Emmanuel's very existence is blasphemy because her mother is white and her father is black. The next book is Burn the Dark by S.A. Hunt. S.A. Hunt's Burn the Dark is a cross between Chilling Adventures of Sabrina and Stranger Things. Robin's witch hunting YouTube series becomes widely popular and praised for its realism. Robin's secret? The show isn't fictional. It's all real. The next one is called All the Murmuring Bones by A.J. Slatter. All the Murmuring Bones is a great novel for those who love when fairy tales get sinister. This is a gothic fantasy tale of dark family secrets and witches. Miran O'Malley's family has sparked a deal with the merfolk. For a long time, they have prospered because of it. Next is called The Lighthouse Witches by C.J. Cook. The Lighthouse Witches is a horror novel set on a remote Scottish island. Single mother Liv has come to the island with her daughters, Luna, Sapphire, and Clover, to paint a mural in a 100-year-old lighthouse. Liv is excited to have a chance to start over with her family, but the locals warn her about wildings and supernatural beings who lurk on the island. Next is Bad Witch Burning by Jessica Lewis. Here's another new horror novel out this month. Catrell has the power to talk to the dead, but she's been using the ability to pay the bills and support her unemployed mother. Her magic is starting to attract the attention of those who have passed on to the other side, and these ghosts have a message for Catrell. Stop now or there will be consequences. And then finally, Witches by Scott Snyder. This last book is a terrifying graphic novel in which you'll discover everything you thought you knew about witches, which is absolutely nothing. Namely, they're way scarier than you think they are. So if you are a book lover and you want some new books to read for the end of the year as we move into the dark half of the wheel, check it out. All right, witches, I'm going to throw this over to our moon correspondent, and then after this break, we will talk more.
Hello to all of my astro gods and goddesses. This is Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, coming at you with your daily moon mantra for Tuesday, September 14th. The waxing gibbous moon begins to climb the white cliffs of Capricorn by noon today. Here, the moon's main contact is a square to Mars. Mars is residing in Virgo at the moment, and its ruler is currently in Libra. Mars is also opposing Neptune, so Mars's proclivity for action is severely hindered on many levels. The thing we're most energized about today is compromise. Compromise can be a beautiful thing when it pulls everyone together and puts us all on the same page. Compromise can be a dangerous thing when we are giving up things that are important to us in the name of finding common ground. There are things we must give up in order to find that happy medium, but the best way to approach a compromise is to already have decided where our lines in the sand are. Make sure that you are not giving up on your principles when you give ground. As long as your principles remain intact, compromise will achieve your aims. Your daily moon mantra is, be careful not to compromise what you want most for what you want now. This has been your daily moon mantra with Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, signing off and reminding you that you are in charge of your own destiny.
We have been obsessed with predicting the future ever since the dawn of civilization. We've watched the stars, gazed into crystal balls, thrown bones, and read cards with the hope of getting a glimpse of future events. We have found ways to divine with just about everything, all in an effort to better understand ourselves and our place in the magical world. A Curious Future by Kiki Dombrowski is your guidebook to a variety of divination practices. Did you know that you can divine with wine? Or that a simple pair of dice can give you prophetic insight? Or that candle wax may help answer questions about your inquisitive inquiries? This book will help you predict the future through a variety of insights and sometimes unusual techniques. This greatly expanded second edition offers extended interpretations, additional reflective passages, and even more choices of curious divination to try. Learn different methods for awakening your psychic abilities to support your exploration into divination. Learn how to scry, use dowsing rods, read tea leaves, work with runes, see auras, decipher omens and clouds, and much more. A Curious Future can help you move forward into a mystical and inspiring path. A Curious Future by Kiki Dombrowski is now available for pre-order on Amazon and other places books are sold. All right, moving into a question. This comes to us from listener Alicia. Alicia says, for years I've struggled with focus, and I'm wondering if you have any tips for witches with ADHD. My brother was diagnosed when we were kids, and my dad definitely had similar symptoms, but I was never diagnosed. But as an adult, I wonder if I am. My therapist said it was just anxiety and depression. Still, I think I could be ADHD and worry that this could affect my craft. I have moments where I can hyper-focus on certain tasks, but when I focus on work all day, I feel like my time to focus on witchy things is limited. I'm afraid I'll accidentally do something wrong with a spell unintentional. So then I don't do any rituals. I can feel spent after a work day, and as I live alone, I cook, clean, and then I don't want to do a thing. But I want to keep up my craft. I have a fear that it's taking me a long time to memorize new information than when I was a kid. Maybe I need a vacation. What are your thoughts? Oh my gosh, there's so much here. And I'm going to say your biggest thing that I'm noticing is just your worry. So I'm kind of agreeing with your therapist, the anxiety issue. So much of what's happening here is you being worried, worried about messing up, worried I'll do this, worried I won't have time, worried, and I understand that. I get very bad anxiety. I have OCD, so like I completely understand. So I'm gonna say I don't think ADHD, if you have it's your problem here. I think it's your anxiety. And please keep in mind I'm not a professional person. I'm Tanya. So listen to your therapist, not me, okay? But that being said, if you feel like your therapist isn't listening to you, it's never a bad thing to kind of try to find one that you feel is the right fit. So let's break this down. You said, I think I have ADHD and this could affect my craft. So you're not saying it is affecting your craft. You're saying you worried it could affect your craft. There's the anxiety. You said, I have moments where I can hyper-focus. And then my focus on what she thinks is limited. So I'm gonna say this. This is called burnout. Because you're saying you have no trouble focusing at your job, but then at the end of the after the end of the day, after you've worked a full day, you've cooked, you've cleaned, you've done your household things, you're tired. That's normal. We're not superheroes, right? We are not a part of the Marvel universe, right? We are people. And I feel like so often we're expected to have this hero complex, right? Where we should be able to do everything perfectly all the time. And if we can't, there's something wrong with us. And I feel this way too. Here's the thing. We as people, as a society, we're never meant to like work an 8 or 9 hour shift and then come home and do all of the chores and do all of the things and then still have time to have all the energy in the world to do our hobbies. Like, we live in a world where we live to work. Right? So you can't be mad at yourself when you come home and you're tired. Right? You say, I'm afraid I'll accidentally do something wrong with the spell, so I don't do them. Anxiety. So I definitely think having a conversation with your therapist and letting them know about how at this point it sounds debilitating that your anxiety has become. Because if you're so worried about messing up that you don't even bother, that is interfering with your life and your happiness. And that is something I think your therapist needs to be aware of. I have fear. It's taking me a long time to memorize new information than when I was a kid. That's normal. we have better memories. We learn better and we take information in better when we're younger than when we're older. But you don't stop the fear of it taking a long time to not memorize new information. I think you need a vacation. This sounds like a giant mix of anxiety with burnout. You need a vacay. Fiona Horn, what's the book? Oh, okay. Fiona Horn, back in the day, wrote a book called 7 Days to a Magical New You. And the whole book is set up. If you took a vacation and you had a week to completely rejuvenize yourself magically, of course, we all don't have the luxury to be able to chill out and ice out the entire world for 7 days, but it's a great place to start. Even if you can carve out an hour a day while you're on vacation for a week to do the steps in her book, I think they could be really helpful. I have the book somewhere in some state, somewhere in probably a storage unit. I don't have it on me right now, but I will link it in the podcast description to check it out. But Alicia, I definitely think you need to have a conversation about this to your therapist, letting them know, hey, my anxiety is now getting in the way of things I enjoy, and it's also preventing me from wanting to do new things. What can we do about this? Okay. Let's see what other people have to say. Okay, Capricorn diagnoses. Okay, Lilith says a few thoughts here. First, to help focus, when meditating, do not try to think of nothing. Limit your mind to narrowly focusing on only things inside of this room or only things that are imaginary for a few moments. 2 to 3 minutes, set a timer. Once you can do that, move to 5 minutes and then 10. Then make the mental geography smaller. Think about only things I can hear or only things about my cat. Maybe it's only things in the shower with me. Train your mind to stay where you put it and focus on small details. The only way to do that is to give it nowhere to wander. Secondly, I can't remember anything. I get a blank paper and write out my spells, make little notes, scratch things out and change the words, get my thoughts together, list of things, look up on Google. Don't worry about memorizing. I still look up tarot cards every time, and I've been using the same deck for 5 decades. Last, don't worry about messing up. As stated above, it's about intention. Frankly, I think of it a little like life. Sure, you'll get it wrong, mess up, make mistakes, some of them stupider than others, but then at the end of the day, only thing remembered is the intention behind it all. So, yeah, I hope this helps. I would love an update if you could update us on where you're doing, because it looks like this question was from May. So definitely let us know how you're doing and what's going on. But I will have a link to that book in the podcast description. All right, so we have, it looks like a rant. I like a rant from listener Rachel. Rachel says, small rant, and I would love opinions on the situation. I recently had a friend ask me to do a spell for her. She wanted me to curse her ex-boyfriend and her ex-husband simply because she doesn't like them. To me, that didn't seem reasonable, nor am I comfortable with doing that type of thing with very little research. I told her I couldn't, in good conscience, do that, and she got upset, and I haven't really heard from her since. Did I do the right thing? Have I maybe lost yet another friend? Rachel, you did the right thing. One, because you set a boundary. This is a boundary, right? Like, between you and someone else, and you going, one, I'm not comfortable with that, but then if they iced you out because you weren't comfortable doing something you didn't want to do, that is not someone who cares about you, your autonomy, or like any aspect of you as a person. Two, my little thing about curses is you don't do them willy-nilly. You don't do them because you dislike someone. I kind of look at it a little bit like boy crying wolf. If you ever have to actually do something like that, you want to know it works. So, like, don't go around just, like, trying to hex and curse people because it's just, like, I don't know, diluting the source. I don't know what I'm trying to say. All I know is don't cry wolf. When you want that thing to work, you want it to work. And cursing ex-husbands and ex-boyfriends for funsy funds is, like, not the answer. So, Rachel, you are a badass, not only because you set a boundary, but you're sticking to it. And that's not always easy, especially with friends, and especially if we have friend anxiety, which it kind of sounds like you do based off of that last sentence. So rock on with your bad self. So don't worry about it. You're awesome. So let's see. We have one more. This comes to us from listener Mason. Mason says, good evening, witches. Looking for some advice for a good money spell. I'm currently trying to get a raise at work, find a new apartment before my current lease ends because they may not let me renew. And my car is feeling like it's going to start having problems soon. I want to manifest as much luck with my financial situation as I can tonight to match how much physical energy I'm fighting to stay afloat. What are your favorite spells and rituals? Thanks so much in advance. Nicole says, I use an acorn charm. Nicole, you do this all the time. You have to actually tell people what you're doing. I'm sure she'll let them know. Okay, so this comes to us from listener Rafi. Rafi says, okay, I know this is going to sound super weird and long, but this is what I did before I got a raise and 2 job offers that pays $10 more than the raise I got. Consume a lot of cinnamon with the intention of wealth. If you're making coffee or a drink that you like, get something with cinnamon, creamer, or mix it in with honey. And while you're stirring towards you, ask for the specifics that you want to happen to you. Mode it be to seal the deal. If you are eating anything with cinnamon, be grateful for the meal and focus on your intention. This is also perfect timing because it's best to do all of this from a new moon to a full moon to bring in change and abundance. Light green candles too, and wear gold often. It might take a while for everything to fall into place. From my raise to my new higher paying job, it took 3 to 4 months, but I couldn't be happier. Trust the timing and read the cards for anything else that you're doing. Best of luck. I love that idea. I also just really like cinnamon. So thanks so much, Rafi. All right, witches, we are wrapping up this episode of the Witch Daily Show. I do want to give a shout out to listener Sonia. Sonia, you sparkling, bedazzled spider queen. Thank you so much for being a Patreon supporter. You are awesome. And then before we leave, we do have a card pull today. Our card is the Cauldron from the Seasons of the Witch Samhain Oracle. So the Cauldron's keywords are transmutation, vessel, and metamorphosis. A cauldron is essential for a witch and is often the center of her home. It has many uses, from cooking to working spells, brewing potions, and making floor washes. The cauldron is the vessel of transformation, turning materials into something useful, healing, and nourishing. The cauldron is a symbol of bringing many things together to create the things you want. Sometimes things have to be broken down before something new can be created. It may take several attempts before you have the perfect outcome. Do not be afraid to fail or try your spells a few different times in a few different ways. As you grow in your practice, you will begin to see what works and what doesn't. You will understand the signs of your bubbling pot and can make adjustments when needed. If you are holding the Cauldron card, it is because there is not one path to the outcome you seek. You may have to try many different approaches to manifest what you desire. Perhaps becoming a millionaire means you have to develop a few different sources of income, or to find love, you have to kiss many frogs before finding your prince. A spell may need to be worked over the course of many months or even years. You cannot always expect your workings to happen within the course of a moon cycle. There are often things in your aura that are preventing you from being ready to receive what you seek. Perhaps you have to learn how to manifest something else before manifesting the bigger goal. Trust your intuition. All right, witches, that's all I've got for you today. Don't forget any books, decks, headlines, sources, or anything else we've mentioned today is in the podcast episode description. I hope you have a wonderful day, and we will talk again Thursday.
Witches, we hope that you have an amazing day filled with magic and inspiration. If you'd like to support the podcast, head on over to our Patreon. Need a support system? Find The Witch Daily Show on Facebook and our website, witchdailyshow.com.